You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. We've got Kieran J. Callanan in the studio, and we're going to be chatting about his brand new record label, Worse Records, very shortly. But first, let's listen to one of these artists, Hubert Lenoir. Secret is the name of this song.
Je voudrais te parler de mes sentiments que j'éprouve en secret dans ce tour de moi pour t'équiper le massacre que tu fais. Mais je sais que tu sais que c'est comme comme ça, condoléances à tous ceux qui sont comme moi. Je voudrais te parler de mes sentiments que j'éprouve en secret dans ce tour de moi pour t'équiper le massacre que tu fais. Mais je sais que c'est comme ça. Comme un dit que c'était juste une fausse. On n'est pas dans la même cause. On prononce pas les mêmes phrases. Je peux te parler de mes sentiments que j'éprouve en secret dans ce temps de moi pour déchiffrer les effets.
Was that Kieran J. Callanan?
Thank you for asking. That was Hubert Lenoir, Quebecois artist, signed to my record label, my brand new record label that we launched just a couple of weeks ago, called Worse Records, as you mentioned. But yeah, Hubert Lenoir's from Quebec. The song, in fact, his entire album is all in Quebecois French. It's an awful language.
I was saying to you while we were listening to that, I was trying to flex my high school French and struggling really hard.
Yeah.
I had to get the closed captions on the YouTube. Welcome, by the way. Welcome into the studio.
Thank you kindly.
It's very nice to have you back up here. Last time we spoke, it was about Return to Center, a brilliant record, which we smashed here at BFM.
Oh, that's awesome.
We played it a lot, and I definitely listened to Hole of the Moon a lot during lockdown. It was a big hype track for getting through some of those weirder moments.
I'm very... flattered to hear that. That's wonderful. If I can raise up you from your darkest moments,
bit of morale
then my
boosting.
Job is complete. Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. But we are here to talk about Worst Records, which is a new territory for you, being a sort of record exec. Mm-hmm. That's not really what you're doing. You're kind of, I guess, the...
No, kind of. I'm getting to be the bad guy.
You get to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yay.
And it's fun. And, you know... getting to use my experience and all the mistakes I made along the way through, you know, my own stubborn, delusional, megalomaniac, narcissistic ways, now being able to help other young megalomaniacs that I see so much myself in and tell them how they're fucking it up and what we should be doing instead, and then having them not listen to me anyway and wanting to do it their way and having to sort of swallow it and do it their way because they're the artists. But it's cool already. Like, we just launched a label on the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a few signings. I'm speaking to more people all around the world. That's sort of what the label is fast becoming, not by design, but is fast becoming a home for the, you know, international crew of freaks that I have and wonderful, talented friends that might not really fit in elsewhere.
I think that's when I was saying maybe you're not like your traditional record exec, because I think there does seem to be a strong element of people that are your mates involved in this, which is, I think, a healthy way for a project to start, and sort of paves the way for some really interesting music to come out of it. Let's talk a little bit more about Uber.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that track, first of all. Has such a bizarre and wonderful music video featuring kind of like a skunk boy. Mm-hmm. I think, is that Uber?
That's Uber the skunk. Yeah.
Uber the skunk. serenading his... high school sweetheart, or
would be high school sweetheart, who is in a potentially in another relationship, but is very secretly interested in Uber. You should go look it up if you're wanting to have a visual on what we're talking about. Hubert Lenoir is spelt Hubert Lenoir. Of course, Hubert is pronounced Uber in Quebecois French, or in French. And Lenoir translates as black. So I was saying before, his name is just Uber Black.
Uber Black. Which is very cool. Very cool.
But he is a skunk. And it's a beautiful video clip.
It is. It's also just the right kind of uncomfortable. When I was watching it, I was like, oh, it feels strange. This is like a weird world I've waded into, which kind of fits, I think, the tone of his music. How did you come to know Uber? How did you guys cross paths?
Well, we didn't exactly meet, but we were playing a festival together in Normandy, France, a couple of years ago when I was touring Return to Center around the world. And a great festival called Pete the Monkey Festival, which...
Great name.
Yeah, it's a very French festival name, sort of weird, odd translation. It was a festival that started as a fundraiser for mistreated animals, I guess.
Right.
And used this one monkey named Pete as its sort of poster monkey. And then it grew into a festival, and it's a really one of the best festivals I've ever played. In
That's
fact,
awesome.
As a little side note, something that maybe could happen in New Zealand, I couldn't imagine it happening in Australia, but there was one section of the festival that was the adults only, entirely naked. Actually, that's not even true. It wasn't adults only. There was kids everywhere, but it was entirely naked.
Nudist bit of the festival.
Yeah,
wild.
Until 4 a.m. With Swedish-style... big saunas in yurts.
Oh my God.
Just people.
That seems very French.
Naked and,
I think
and chewing their face off. And it
too
was,
conservative for that. Everyone
it was
would
pretty
be freaked
wild.
Out.
It was a spectacular festival. But anyway, I noticed him backstage. And I thought, who's that kid? He looks cool. And in my mind, he was thinking the same about me. But then. We didn't meet. And maybe a week later, I got an Instagram DM from him saying he was too shy to say hello to me.
Nice.
He was a big fan of my music. And if I'm still in Europe, could we collaborate? And I was at the time on a really disastrous date. And I was just like, yeah, just get me out of here.
Well, I've actually got a work meeting, yeah, so I've got to go.
and so they booked me flights. I was in Italy. Booked me flights to Amsterdam the next day. And I got out of there, got to Amsterdam. We went into the studios and we made a song together called Honey Bunny, which is out. It's Hubert's only song to date sung in English.
You were saying you're kind of keen on him maybe doing some English songs.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's why I think he wanted to work with me to help him with his English lyrics. And we, you know, we co-wrote and produced this song together. And I, as now his overlord, evil label boss, would love him to cut a version of this album. It's called Music Direct. Cut every song, if possible, certainly Secret, in English.
Yeah.
Which there is some pushback on as a proud Quebecois, but we, you know, there's so many interesting ways we do it. I'm thinking I might even just cut it myself.
That would be so cool.
and maybe bringing in other artists from around the world to do versions of his songs with him also on the songs. Maybe
that sounds fun.
Singing the chorus with us or something.
Kind of like there's a strong remix 100%, record. 100%
exactly.
Remixed.
100, well, yeah, a mix between remix, cover, dub. yeah.
Karaoke.
There's a lot of karaoke, exactly. There's lots of different... That's one of the coolest things about this, you know, still very...
New project.
New project for me is it's limitless to me what we can do with it.
It's really exciting. And it sounds like a, you know... When you're all sort of starting out and you've got these young artists as well who are starting out in their careers, there is all this potential for these quite maybe unusual in terms of the normal music industry way of working projects to come about. I think we should jump into our second track.
Let's do it.
Which is by Seconds Flat. It's called New Music Friday.
It is.
Such a good title.
Can I talk about it before
Yeah,
we
tell
play
us
it,
a little bit about
Great.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Well, like everything on the label so far, I've been involved in the music as well on the Hubert Lamar record. We did a lot of it in Los Angeles and then remotely over lockdown from me in Sydney and him in Quebec and Montreal. Montreal. But for all you Quebecois listeners, Seconds Flat is no different. It's actually a song, New Music Friday, the song. It's actually a song that I co-wrote with Mac DeMarco and Brad Bowers. He's a band called The Growlers. And early 2020, when I was still in LA. And it was for our band together that we were going to form called Seconds Flat. But then I came back to Australia and, you know, the world changed. the passing unpleasantness begun. And so... I had to reinvent the rollout, I guess, and what Seconds Flat the band was. And so I end up getting together the three most beautiful boys in Sydney with absolutely no musical talent at all. And they are Seconds Flat.
Awesome.
And they've released their one and only single to date. It's called New Music Friday, which you'll hear. The band, unfortunately, have informed me that they're about to break up.
Oh, no.
So this might be the only song from Seconds Flat. But that leads us on to the next part of it where I want to have a bunch of people remix the song and for their legacy to live on. But you'll hear the original. We've got the music video coming out this week, I think, as
awesome.
Well. Yeah, it's called New Music Friday by
All
Seconds
right.
Flat.
Saturday, with the pain inside of me, the pain was words inside of me, just waiting to be said. So I got the band together to make my song together. The melody was whatever, but I was feeling better. A little crudio, good enough for radio, but
That is Seconds Flat with New Music Friday. You were just showing us their Instagram. Beautiful band.
They're beautiful, beautiful boys. Yeah.
For anyone who's just tuned in, by the way, Karen J. Callinan in the studio. Kia ora, again.
Kia ora.
We're talking about Worse Records, which is Karen's new project. Record exec, head of the mm-hmm. boss.
Mm-hmm. Head of the boss. Head of the boss, that's me.
Boss of the label, head of the label, wherever we're going. And we have just been chatting about Seconds Flat, who are breaking up. Break my heart. I love that.
Yeah, it's you know, creative differences. And you know, they look, they're very grateful for their fans and the wonderful memories. They'll never forget them. And I believe the legacy of Seconds Flat will live on and continue to grow and inspire new generations of people all around this earth and beyond into the ever-expanding universe.
Excellent. Well, from brand new bands, we've got an old favourite, actually, is the next artist here, and an old mate of yours, Jack Ladder and the Dreamlanders.
Yep.
With this wonderful song Astronaut, which also has a great video. There's a lot of really wonderful visual elements that go alongside these Worse Records projects.
Every Worse Records released thus far has had a music video, with the exception of Seconds Flat, but it's, like I said, it's coming out this week.
It's on its way.
But yeah, this music video was actually, I co-directed this with my girlfriend Lillian Sumner, who is a wonderful Kiwi.
Nice.
And there's also a Kiwi connection on Seconds Flat as well, I realised, because Elroy Finn plays drums on that.
Sweet. That's true New Zealand music royalty right there.
There you go. But the Jack Ladder song Astronaut is the first single from his new album, which is called Hijack. Great title for
great
a Jack
title,
Ladder
yeah.
record. But again, another project that I've been involved in for many years now. I've been playing with Jack for 12 years.
Wow, long time.
I'm old.
That is a great length.
Yeah, and this is, I think, his sixth album, maybe the fourth that I've been a part of. And it's for me, it's my favourite record that he's made. I think it's beautiful, open-hearted. I absolutely bawled my eyes out when I heard the masters back. Which is not unusual. I bawl my eyes out quite regularly. In fact, I'm surprised I haven't done it yet this morning. But it's
there's still time.
Yeah, there is still time. However, really, it moved me deeply, this album and the music video too. You know, as a sort of collective, as an artifact that I made with Lil and Jack, and, you know, all the personnel involved are so close to me, so it's cool that we get to do this sort of stuff.
Yeah, totally.
But I love the song. Yeah, Astronaut.
I think we'll end on this track, which is such a good way to end as well, because it's quite like a movie moment in many ways, this song. Thank you very much, Kieran J. Callanan, for coming into the studio today.
My absolute pleasure.
Just remind us of the other two tracks we've listened to as well. If anyone wants to go and look them up, the Worst Record Bands.
Yep. We have Hubert Lenoir with Secret, otherwise known as Hubert Lenoir Secret.
Nice.
And then we have my pet project. No, that's not true. They're all my pets. I love them equally. What's it called again?
Seconds Flat. Definitely your favourite, that one.
Seconds Flat with their hit single, New Music Friday.
And this is Jack Ladder and the Dreamlanders, Astronaut. Thank you so much, Kieran J. Callanan. Always a pleasure.
My greatest honour. Thank you very much.
Trying to live my life like an space talk. When we fall, I space walk.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.